For the first 20 years of my life, I did everything I could to avoid being called a chink. You see, we were the only Asian family in the neighborhood. In the 1970s and even 80s, Smyrna was really the boonies. Even the local newscasters mispronounced it, Smyrna. We shopped at the Winn-Dixie Grocery, ate at Fat Boy's Fried Chicken, fished at Cooper Lake, and saw the same dentist. All I wanted was to fit in, to be all American, to be blonde and buxom and popular. Like many other girls, I could relate to Margaret in Judy Blume books. I wore blush to liven up my hopelessly pale cheeks and desperately curled and permed my flat straight as an arrow hair. I wore a bra even though I really didn't need one. I tried not to speak Chinese in public. To no surprise, I wasn't very successful at being un-Chinese. Seeing old pictures, I did succeed in looking like a Chinese cocker spaniel. Given the popularity of Asian fashion and food today, it's hard to imagine the stark contrast and homogeneity of our world back then. Even though I spoke with a southern drawl, loved chicken pot pies, and wore Nikes, I still stuck out like a foreigner.